Off the ball. Rugby.
It's a more appealing game to watch, for example, New Zealand and Ireland, South Africa, because of the way South Africa, brilliantly tactically set up to win games.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, speculation regarding Warren Gatland's future mounts as Wales enter record territory with their losing streak. A former All Black scrum half has accused Jack Crowley of cheating, and Irish nominees galore as the shortlists for World Rugby's awards are announced. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Warren Gatland says he will step aside as Wales head coach if it's best for the Principality. Yesterday's 52 points to 20 defeat to Australia brought Wales' losing streak to 11 straight tests, their longest in their 143-year international history. Despite having Samu Karevi given a 20-minute red card on the occasion of his 50th cap, Australia managed to score three converted tries in that time. Speaking after the game, Gatland conceded that point in particular was not good enough. Gatland took over from Wayne Pivac in 2022 for a second stint in charge of Wales, but they've now fallen outside the top 10 in the World Rugby rankings and are in danger of being overtaken by the likes of Georgia, Japan and Samoa. It's reported that a break clause exists in Gatland's contract that would allow for a parting of the ways after the upcoming Six Nations. Gatland says he still has an appetite for the job, however, but admits the decision to stay on may be out of his hands.
You know, whatever the best decision for Welsh rugby is, I'm more than comfortable with that in terms of there's so much negativity around the game in terms of what's been happening on the field and regionally wise and financial and stuff. Whatever the best decision for us to make a change to get some positive in the game, I'd support that 100%. So if that means me, then I'm comfortable with that.
Do you still have the stomach to carry on? Still have the fight? Do you still want to do this?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do it because I love being involved in the game, and I've had so many good memories in terms of the time in Wales. We're incredibly proud of what we've achieved in the past, particularly in terms of World Cups and preparation and the continuity that we've built over World Cup campaigns, and it is challenging at the moment. I'm only human. If I didn't ask myself a few times, am I doing the right thing? But I definitely still want to be a part of it.
Gatland says he's spoken with WRU Chief Executive Nigel Walker in the wake of yesterday's game, but the Kiwi says the problems with Welsh rugby are bigger than who's currently in charge of the international team.
Look, I love being involved in the game, and I love doing what I'm doing, and just making sure. I don't know why. Is everyone kind of looking for the one right answer, the one right question? That's a big headline. Is that what we're looking for? Because I just said I want to make sure that what I do care about massively is about Welsh rugby and the people and the friends that I've made and the players and the future of the game. And let's make sure we make the best decision for Welsh rugby. And if that's me moving on, that's the best decision, that's fine. If we go, no, we don't want to do that, there's things and strategies that we can put in place that hopefully we can get better at and work collectively together and maybe take back a little bit of control that we may have lost a little bit. But it's a really important time between now and the next few years and building to 2027.
The line of suitors for Ross Byrne is growing stronger by the week. As mentioned here on Rugby Daily, a number of weeks back, Montpellier had shown an interest in the Leinster at half. He's fallen down the pecking order at both provincial and international level, with Sam Prendergast catapulted into the international arena on Friday night, with Byrne a replacement for brother Harry in a Leinster A game against Connacht Day the following afternoon. According to Gerry Thornley in this morning's Irish Times, Leicester are now sniffing around Ross Byrne as a potential replacement for Andrew Pollard, who's out of contract at Welford Road in the summer and seems destined for a move to Japan. Ulster centre Stuart Moore has committed to a further 2 years at the province. The 25-year-old can also operate at full back and played in Ulster's first four games of the current URC season. Moore is now contracted to Ulster until 2027. Jack Crowley has been accused of acting like a soccer player by former All Blacks scrum half Steve Devine. Devine took issue with how Crowley absorbed a challenge from Matthias Moroney that led to a yellow card for the Puma Centre on Friday night. Moroney had touched down for a try in the opposite corner for Argentina, but play was called back for that collision, eventually leading to an Ireland try from Crowley. But speaking to Sport Nation in New Zealand, Devine accused Crowley of feigning injury.
Crowley, the Argentinians got a great try after 5 minutes, and it gets brought back to the other end of the field because Jack Crowley got a finger laid on his head and he fell over screaming in what was barely a touch. And then penalty in the corner. They took the penalty and then they scored a try. So it was basically, 14-point turnaround. And Crowley doesn't have to go off with a suspected MIA because head injury, because even though he fell to the ground rolling around in pain, holding his head, I just...
Is that an Irish issue? Is that just intelligence from Ireland playing the grey with the way the game has now been officiated?
Well, that's disgusting. I don't watch soccer because we have grown men rolling around on the ground like they're injured and I don't want to see it. If that's what Ireland got to resort to win games and matches, then I don't want nothing to do with them. I've had enough with Irish rugby. I just think that is unacceptable. It should be called out by the players. It should be called out by the fans. It's unacceptable. I don't agree when Nick White did it a few years ago against South Africa. I don't agree now. This is a hard game. If you're not hard enough to play like a man, then remove yourself from it and go and play touch or something. It grates me and I've had enough of it and I don't want to see it. And, I hope because of that, if Ireland keep doing it and because they have been doing it, I hope there is a massive fall from grace for them.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, meanwhile, Alan Quinlan says people need to be careful thinking that Crowley is just a placeholder for Sam Prendergast in the Ireland jersey.
I just think the players will feel that bit of a narrative on the outside that there's, and I just think you have to be careful with the way you kind of word stuff like the Sam Prendergast era and a changing of the guard and all this stuff. Jack Crowley's 24. It's alarmist suggestion that there's a changing of the guard here and that that Sam Prendergast is just suddenly going to come in and take over. I think having three or four of them there would be great. It's really only that I was just surprised with some of that stuff that was being written at the weekend, because he's a confidence player as well. And I just think people might suggest it's Munster bias or whatever. I don't know Jack Crowley. I've never, I've met him once or twice. It's not as if I've played with him. I just think there's stuff there that I think he just needs to be backed a little bit. I feel that he just needs an arm around his shoulder. It's a wonderful journey for Sam Prendergast and a start, the same as Thomas Clarkson coming off the bench winning their first caps, and I said that in commentary. But just have to be a little bit careful here, because you dismiss Jack Crowley, and I'm not suggesting the coaches are, maybe there is a change of mentality and they want to try and fast track Sam Prendergast.
We're going to need more than one and a half, though. You need three at half.
Yeah, but I just think both of them could be around for a very long time, which I think it should be harnessed rather than kind of write one guy off.
Ireland captain Caelan Doris is the only non-Springbok to be nominated for World Rugby's Player of the Year. The four-man shortlist is dominated by the world champions, with Eben Etzebeth, Peter Steph Du Toit and Cheslin Colby all making the shortlist. There's no Antoine Dupont on that shortlist, due in the main to his sevens sabbatical. And after leading France to an Olympic gold medal, he's nominated for Men's Sevens Player of the Year, along with teammate Aaron Grandidier in Kang and Ireland's Terry Kennedy. Women's 15s Player of the Year will be decided between England Joe Ellie Kildon and Alex Matthews, France scrum half Pauline Bourdon-Sansu and Canadian fly half Alex Tessier. Women's 7s Player of the Year is an Anzac affair, with New Zealand pair Michaela Blyde and Georgia Miller joined by Australia's Madison Levi. Ireland are represented on the men's 15s Breakthrough Player of the Year via Leinster's Jamie Osborne. He faces competition from versatile Springboks back Sasha Feinberg and Ngoma Zulu, All Blacks back rower Wallace Satiti and England wing Emmanuel Feiwaboso. Ireland dual star Erin King is nominated for Women's Breakthrough 15s Player of the Year. Black Ferns at half, Hannah King, England back row, Maddie Fonati, and 18-year-old Australia international Caitlin Halsey join King on that shortlist. This year's WXV competitions provide half of the nominees for Women's 15s Try of the Year, with Australia winger Maya Stewart scoring against Wales and Marine Menage catching a Canada for France. Alyssa Dinka's try for Italy against Scotland during the Women's Six Nations is also shortlisted, as is the effort of New Zealand hooker Georgia Ponsonby's effort against Australia in May. And these are the Men's Try of the Year nominees, starting with James Lowe, finishing off a superb team effort against England at Twickenham.
There's space now outside for Ireland. Here is Henshaw, throwing for James Lowe. Ireland multi-layered and merciless again.
A week later, Nolan Le Garrick put the finishing touch to another excellent end-to-end sweep from France against England.
France looking to count, and here goes Giles Fiku, and he's dangerous, and he's got the sprinters out wide. The dummy, that was quite outstanding. Barre with the inside pass. Magnificent, magnificent France.
The same day, Lorenzo Pani's superb breakaway for Italy
good
against Wales. And completing the list is Akaki Taputsadze's magnificent breakaway for Georgia against the Wallabies.
Ripped away by Georgia, who now get adventurous from behind their own try line. Georgia, brave with the transfer. The kick is good from Taputsadze. So's the chase! Taputsadze! They take it 110 from behind their own line. It's an absolute stunner.
The Try of the Year awards are open for public votes, with the winners in all categories to be confirmed at a ceremony in Monaco, which comes on the 24th of this month. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.